We did half the town. Then we
Right,
did
you
the
have the
NPO.
whole country to keep up, right?
What's your number?
It used to be,
Probably was like 800, 600.
I think it was 101 or something like that. Or 91. Some weird number, I don't know. Something old one.
All right, we are in session. Sign off on minutes, the warrant, and the payroll.
I just want to double check with you or Nora on Dave's hours. I'm not sure if it's calculated right or if I'm missing something.
She, Nora did it, or because Dave's came in and he questioned kind of whatever, and so she talked to him, and then she ended up adding everything up.
Because he's only getting 79 hours of regular time. He's not even getting an 80-hour paycheck.
He's got to figure
and
out. Yeah.
And he's getting double time for working the holiday, but I don't understand why he's not getting a full 80.
He said it wasn't full. We were 40 hours. No, I sent that all to her, so she did that one over it.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I guess make a motion to accept the minutes and payroll and payables.
That being said, I gotta sign the payroll.
Payables.
I did the payroll. All right, that being said, I would entertain a motion to vote on paying the
we did
payroll and warrants in the minutes. And we will move on to open forum.
I'm being quiet and we've done that.
Okay.
I do have something. What's the status on the grading of the roads?
What's that?
Status of the grading of the roads.
Most everything has been graded for the fall.
But St. Catherine Court is not.
The small, no, I meant the main roads. Okay. The smaller roads we were going to get last week and we got into the 3 day straight
yeah.
rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Catherine Court. No, the other one that whatever I can't think of the name of it, the one right next to it, and then I believe Channel Drive is the other. Those three have not been done this fall. Everything else has been done. We have been over the hill. And they have touched up the gear road. I don't know if you're aware of it. I closed the gear road the other day.
Why would that be there?
We had a little landslide, so to speak, or falling away at the edge of the road. After that, all that rain, the culvert that was put in there years and years ago for them guys when they pumped their water down the culvert rather than down the road. And the culvert got exposed and water ran down through and forced the bank to fall into the quarry. So we went up and Jeff Harrison, who was quarrying it in that particular quarry on the left, if you're going from Mill Pond to Bullfrog, he was good enough to take out a couple of dead and dying trees and kind of switch the road around, and we got it back open on Monday. So it was only closed for.
So I just had to get moved over.
Yeah. And so that was, it was not quite the crises that we have on East Wells Road, but it was a few anxious moments till we got some barricades up. And,
yeah, I should bring up that.
Oh, you weren't going to talk tonight.
I forgot all about this. I have a camera installed now, babysitting my mailbox, because right after I told you in the last meeting that all the mailboxes on that road got smashed, it was almost 2 weeks to the day they smashed them again. So now I have a camera that sends photos right to my phone, so we'll catch a little bastard next time.
Get a license number, plate number. All right, Christopher.
So I just want to stop and reach out to you again. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go to all the towns before the session starts and visit all the select boards, planning commissions, town clerks. I visited all of them. I saw Sherry the other day. So what I got my contact information at State House, and I left a card holder with a bunch of cards with Sherry. So residents in town, if they need to get a hold of me, they can. I brought cards so I can get with each of you. The Planning Commission, it looks like they're the fourth Wednesday, which is Christmas, so I'm assuming they're not going to be having
that. No, I believe they have a meeting. If they have enough for a quorum, I believe the 11th.
Okay.
There's a poster out on the bulletin board to the left of the door when you go out. They had one. They were supposed to have one a week or so back, and it didn't happen. They didn't have enough for a quorum. And I believe I talked to the chairman of the Planning Commission yesterday and one of the members yesterday in regard to another issue. And I believe I was told the 11th.
Okay. For some reason, I think I may have a cut. Cheryl's on the link.
Yeah.
So what I was going to do, if I could, if I can't make that, because I know by the 8th, you know, I'll be up there at some point, I can try to get together with them. But if I could leave you some of the cards, enough for their set, I think there's seven members of the commission. I'm just trying to get, you know, reach out to everybody in the five towns and you know, I dropped everything off at all the clerks. I saw Sherry, Gail Waller, Patty, and Andrea and Rupert. Deb's been closed for the last 2 days in Paula, so I'm going to. I can't go tomorrow because I got to go to Montpelier, but I'm trying to hook up with everybody and make myself available. I mean, I want to focus on the local towns. I don't want to lose focus of the towns while I'm up there.
That hasn't happened since another fellow from Pollitt was on the board.
Yeah.
In the legislature.
That's what I want to try to do. So I want to have close contact with the towns, and I want to be conduit with the select board and the planning commissions. And, you know, the contact information on the cards won't take effect until January 8th, but I didn't want to wait until then. Trying to get as much of this stuff done, because I know after the 8th, I'm just not going to be able to reach out to people or be as available. So everything on the left side of the card, basically those phone numbers and fax numbers go directly to the Sergeant of Arms. So if we're in session, I guess from what I understood during orientation, if somebody calls in or has a concern, they'll deliver it in the chamber. And then when we get a break, you know, I can try to, you know, I don't know what to expect. On the average right now, we have 30 to 50 emails a day. So it's a little overwhelming. I'm just trying to, you know.
So what's your email address?
Yeah. 0812.
It's on the card.
So.
You just set up a separate email address?
Well.
Instead of your personal one?
Well, I have both, because before, you know, obviously the campaign, I had to use my personal one. There's a legislative one in place, and that's on the card. So, I want to be more in touch with the towns than what goes on there.
That'd be good.
It would be a good step in the right direction.
So I just,
I got you right here. I don't, I got it carried, but I put it on speed dial.
I don't know if I'm getting myself into a big mess, but that, I mean, that's what I feel. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I mean, when I got into this, I want to help the people in the towns, you know.
Well, I think most of your, most of us and the rest of your other towns that you represent will be in, definitely in favor of that.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, you know, if I have time, I have, you know, one of the concerns I had was the dairy farmers in the district. So I visited the Power Bowls yesterday, as I did. I visited all of them when, you know, when I was campaigning, but I visited the Tarbles yesterday in Middletown and the Gilmores in Timna, and I'll see Rich and Scott. I see them frequently anyways. And
doesn't take you long to go down through the Paul Valley and visit the
I'll see Kenny and I'll see Kate and Seth and you know, I want to do as much as I can to help those people. That's important to me. I just think it's you know, I think it's part of the identity of Vermont. They're having a tough time. So while I was up there, I met some of the new people. There's a farmer that got elected that has a fairly big farm up in Derby, you know, Franklin County. And we had a good talk. And so I'm trying to build a network with people up there on different things. I've put in the committee that I put in for is agriculture and forestry and fish and wildlife. I don't know if I'll get it. The speaker assigns it, and it's not clear who that's going to be because it's being contested. So the speaker presently is Jill Krasowski from Burlington, and R. Sebelia from Wardsboro Stratton area is contesting her. I don't know. They both sent out surveys for committee assignments. I filled them out both and sent them in. But they're the people that assign the committee. So I don't really know, you know, I don't have skills in any other places. You know, I'll do the best I can when I get on. And I know there's people there that'll, you know, that'll help me. But I, you know, the other thing I want to try to do is to reach out and have somebody on the committee that I can know what's going on in that committee. So if it's something that affects town, you know, the town or something, I can, you know, I can reach out to you and say, hey, you might want to look at this bill and see what you think. Tell me how you want me to vote on it or what you want me to do on it. So that's, I just want to do stuff with the majority of people I represent.
Now, you don't cover any of Lake St. Catherine, correct?
None. No. That's all Patty's. Yeah, the Wells District's kind of funny. I mean, I got North Pollock Road where I am by Scott's. And then, you know, it could, as it goes up East Wells Road, I got both sides. As it goes towards the lake, I just got the right side of the road.
Right.
And down here, I just got the left side of the road. So,
yeah.
Until I hit the line. All the other times. And I think a reapportionment is coming up soon. So who knows what will happen. Yeah. I know when I lived in Rupert for a while that, you know, they broke Rupert up and put part of East Street into Arlington and Sandgate. It was broken up for a while, and now Rupert's whole again. So Wells is the only one in the district.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's got, you know, it's based on that 4,200 number. So, I'm trying to reach out to school boards as soon as I leave here. I'm going to try to. Wells Spring has a meeting tonight, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to get on the Google thing.
Are you on the old Google? Because that's where I had issues. There's the old Google and the new Google.
Okay.
And there was something with that. Chris, but sometimes if, right, and sometimes, well, if Chris is presenting, he can't see you to let you in. So you just got to keep doing it until they hopefully let, you know, eventually we'll see it. Because that happened to me last time they were meeting too.
I mean, I attended the medal we went last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to reach out to as many of the government entities.
They're in Wells tonight, though, aren't they?
The
school board? Are they in Wells?
It's a Zoom meeting.
No, they're probably at Wells and Zoom. Yes, they're both.
Okay. Well, maybe
they might. I think they were at Middletown last time. So my
guess they were at Middletown because I went to.
So they're probably down at this school right here. Yeah. Do you have a special Facebook page for this or not yet? Okay.
I don't know. Very good at this. They you know, they gave us an iPad up there, and I struggled with that stuff. So I made good friends with Delia, who's the head of the IT, and I'm going to be visiting her tomorrow morning and stuff. Okay. But you know, even with my campaign, I'm not a big social media person. I just wanted to get out.
A wise choice.
Yeah, and so yeah. And I'm just not. I don't understand it. My fault. I mean, until I ran, I never owned a cell phone. I refused to own one, and I was told you have to have it. So I got it. I'm still, you know, it works okay when I don't forget to leave, you know, leave it on the
All right, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, all right, thanks, Chris.
And so I'll give you these, and then if I can, you know, Cheryl can, you know, distribute them or something, and I can try to get one for you.
Thank you.
And then Sherry, I think, just left them at the counter, and all the term clerks got them. I'll see if anybody's at the school. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Chris.
You, Chris. All right. Move on to nobody up. You don't have anything? Okay. We'll move on to correspondence. Got a Rutland Regional, and I saw this, and I was going to bring it up at their meeting, but they didn't have a meeting. So it's been kicking around for a couple of weeks. We got it on the 19th. This is to appoint Heather Thomas after Eleanor resigned as the regular commissioner. Steve Miller has volunteered to be the alternate commissioner to Rutland Regional Planning. And this, it's a little bit funky, but this term runs through July 1st. However, she's only... both of them are only on the board until March 5th or 8th or 4th or whatever town meeting day is. They may, in fact, I would assume they would get reelected. There usually isn't a lot of people beating the doors down to get on the planning commission. But
well, right now they're appointed, right? They weren't voted.
They're appointed, and they can only be appointed until the next town meeting, which is March, whatever it is. So... Heather is in line to do it. Steve is in line to do it. So what we need to do is we need to make a motion, and then I have to sign this thing, and then we have to send it to the Rutland Regional Planning Commission, and everybody's good until March.
And Heather's wanting to be the chair of that, right?
I talked to her yesterday. Yeah, she's been going to the meetings. Okay. Since Eleanor resigned, and she said she would continue until whatever happens in March. If somebody beats her in the election, she won't be, obviously, we'll have to do another representative.
Yep.
But she's willing to do it now. So I guess I would entertain a motion to make Heather Thomas our regular commissioner and make Steve Miller our alternate.
So moved.
There you go.
All right. Our meeting is today, which is 12:03.
Yep.
12:03, right?
Yep.
Yeah, if you can email that to them tomorrow, I think. Well, their address isn't on here, but we can get you the right email. All right. Other correspondence. In the course of human events this week, it's been a fairly busy week. Actually, last week was a wicked busy week. We had, on the 20th of November, we had the Lake St. Catherine public hearing here on applying Priscilla Corps to the lake. Had nothing to do with the town per se or the town government, but it was that you wanted to use the building, which they did. Had around 75, 80 people here. was a 4-hour discussion. I have better words, but I can't use them. And we had both factions, people from the that are against the poison, putting our herbicide, I guess I should say, and people that were for it, and had people from out of town. We had people from Hubbardton, from the lake up there, people from Castleton, Bomazine. Had a couple from way out of the area, one woman from over the other side of the state. And they could speak should they want to. You had to sign up to speak. It was run, it was four people. A man ran it. I can't think what his name is, but and they had three other people that helped him and kept time. You could speak for X number of minutes and then you were done. And now they have 30 days. And then for 30 days, there's a question and answer period. You can submit more testimony, or not testimony per se, but you can submit your ideas or your feelings or your to them, and then they will make a decision as to whether or not they will grant a permit to apply poison in the lake.
Herbicide
in the lake. I'll poison it. The way you figure it's poison to somebody. So that was that. It was kind of interesting to stand here and listen to the comments. Basically, then they opened it up the last few minutes. They had a little bit of time left so you could make a comment, at which point I did, and I spoke about, because most of the people have not been here all that long, have not been around the lake all that long. And I kind of made the point that we have a lot of problems with the lake other than just the weeds, i.e. on-site sewerage systems that are way overtaxed due to all the bedrooms and the guest houses that they've built. The fact that the lake has become a year-round deal, not like in the old days when the day after Labor Day it was dark. And the various chemicals that people are putting on their lawns, fertilizing their lawns and taking all the trees down and making them into golf courses and everything. And that was pretty well received. But anyways, we've received a request already from the Lake St. Catherine Association. Just it's their normal newsletter, but they just said it kind of they've addressed some of it to us. And this part here is to us. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving, so forth, so on. As part of the approval process, it was a public meeting on November 20th, administered by the DEC. There's a 30-day comment period, which will be ending on Monday, December 2nd. So it ended yesterday. We'd appreciate your consideration, and this is us, and a supportive comment based on your observation on our milfoil control program over the years to the DEC using their online form. Additional information is included below, along with how to submit a comment. We hope we can lend your voice of support for our milfoil control efforts. Just the research I've done, I've talked to some people on Bomazine and Castleton, Fairhaven, and Hubbardton did not back the application of the herbicide. We have a little different situation than them. They have a Lake Bomazine Association. We have a Lake St. Catherine Association plus a Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund. And they are as far apart as you can get. One is in favor of using herbicides. One is in favor of either doing nothing or cutting, harvesting weeds. I don't feel that we should be taking sides with either one of them. I'm assuming they will come to us asking for money as they have for the last 40, 50 years, 60 years, whatever. But I just, with the remarks and the level that they were at when at this hearing, I really don't think we need to wade into the water, so to speak, just to see what happens next. The last meeting we had, when all the people showed up, there was 30 or 40 of them here this fall, or last fall, and I got fairly ugly, and that had nothing to do with any of this other than the fact that what we said in a letter, which was incorrect. When I showed one of the perpetrators the letter, he changed his tune. He had misquoted me or misquoted us. So I don't know. I have not heard anything from the conservation fund. Dave Emmons texted me today and said he would be getting a hold of me shortly. That was 10 o'clock this morning. I haven't heard a word yet, so I don't know what shortly means. So I don't know where.
Did they mention the aeration at all at the meeting?
Yeah.
Still won't do it at the state?
The only two things you can do is apply, according to the state, is the Procella Corps application and harvest. They don't recognize aeration. They don't. I guess you could dredge, but that's a multi-million dollar project, so I don't see that happening.
So do they need a letter of support or something from us?
We've always given them a letter that we support the associations and so forth and so on.
But do we have to?
We don't have to do anything. You got to do three things, and that's not one of them.
Well, I think I agree with you.
Don't think we need to wade into the middle of somebody else's discussion and, and like I say, the December 2nd comment period is over. I would assume that the DEC will hand down a decision in a timely manner. What a timely manner is for the DEC, I don't know. But I would think in a month or two they would have made their decision. Maybe they'll make it in a day or two. I don't know.
Well, I think we should stay neutral.
I agree.
That's what I feel. I'm only one of three, so.
I agree. Because I kind of am on the fence because there's so many different opinions out there, and, you know, who knows which is what, and, you know.
I did tell both groups.
Unknowns.
You know, after the shindig we had here a few months ago, I told them, you need to get in your car, drive about an hour and 40 minutes north of here, take a left at the big white building with the gold dome and talk to those people. We're not the ones that approve this stuff or disapprove it or whatever.
Well, I'm not really big on herbicides, but from the other point of view, they don't seem to have a better alternative.
This is true, you know. At least not a better affordable alternative.
Are they really seeing it help, though? I mean, it seems like the Little Lakes
look worse. They don't put anything in the Little Lake. These two groups now have, the Little Lake is pretty much non-existent. And I tell them how when I was a kid, we used to water ski there. We had a floating diving board. And they look at me like I got three heads.
It's been nice to swim in.
Been there since 1949. I can't really lie about it. I got pictures to prove it. But the lake has changed a lot. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with what I said. People are, you know, you can't tell much difference between the 4th of July and the 4th of January. I mean, if people are living there. And back when I was a kid, my mother would pack us in the car. We'd go to Granville to the laundromat. Now everybody's got a dishwasher and a washing machine and four or five bedrooms or four or five bathrooms. And, you know, they got a five or six bedroom camp and a three bedroom garage across the road with an apartment over the top, and then you're on clay ground. I mean, it's not real rocket science. So, anyways, not to belabor a point, that's my thoughts, and I guess we are in agreement. The next thing, I've got a class one application for a liquor license here from Mr. Hafflett. A class one liquor license is a bar restaurant liquor license. I don't know what's going on with this, why he suddenly sent this in, because due to our ordinances as they are, there's open container law in town. So I read through the thing and looked at it, and I called Mr. Hamlin, who's the head licensing liquor inspector in Montpelier, and I talked to him today, in regard to this. And number one, the state of Vermont doesn't issue very many. He could think of two off the top of his head that have the same building that sells beer and wine to go in a closed container. You buy a six pack or a 30 pack or whatever, or a bottle of wine, but also sells it for on-premise consumption. He thought of one store up in East Burke, and it happens, it's my wife's nephew's girlfriend that owns the store, and it's been around for a zillion years. And they have a restaurant, bar, dance hall hooked to the store along with an ice cream parlor. But it's been that way forever. And he said, probably if you wanted to do it today.
Yeah, it's a separate restaurant.
But it's separate. It's a separate building. The problem he's got is he can't see what's going on. He has no way to control anything. I mean, you can wander around the backyard, the front yard, go over to the library, wherever you want to go.
That's my main concern.
You could be feeding your 12-year-old kid out there, you know. So, and like I say, we have our ordinance been in place for many years. After I got off the phone with him, I called Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and I picked their brain a little bit, and got a letter back from Jarrett Baxter, who I've talked to many other times.
Oh, he's been here a long time.
Oh, yes. Him and Stephanie Smith, they've been there forever, I think. Anyways, he says, thank you for your voicemail. In response to your question, the legislature has only given voters the right to petition to overturn an ordinance within 40 days of its initial adoption. Well, that ordinance, I believe, was done in the late 1970s or something. It was a lot more than 40 days, whenever it was.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s, I believe.
A vote at a special or annual town meeting to disprove an ordinance, adoption, amendments, repeal, approved by the select board to exercise this right. Citizens must present the select board or the town clerk with a petition for a vote on the question of disproving the amendment signed by not less than 5% of the town's qualified voters. That's the same as any petition, as far as not people petitions, but item petitions. Petition must be presented within 44 days of the following date of the adoption of the amendment. So, they can't just sign a petition like you would to run for office and hand it in, and if it gets voted down, it's gone. It's not that way. He also says the ordinance question has already survived its challenged time frame, that any voter-backed petition seeking to overturn it can be denied by the select board and treated as an advisory. That's pretty much what he had to say, which is kind of what I thought, but I wanted to hear it come from somebody with a lot more degrees than I got. So I don't see as we need to do anything with Mr. Hafflett's
We have to abide by the ordinance anyway.
Right.
So is there a place to like deny that or something that Nora has to do online, or does it just sit out there?
I would dare say that it's not Nora, it's us. Select board signs, liquor lottery.
No, she had some cigarettes. I thought she said there was some type of she manages the licenses or something. It's in a
county. Well, the renewals come through her because she collects the money for the fees.
Right. So she has that online or something.
She got it online.
So is there a button for her to say,
and I asked her to send it to me or send a copy to me, which she did.
Yeah.
And
just so that something goes back to him that we denied it, or I mean.
And I guess apparently from what I could gather that nobody's looked at his property or anything else. So I guess, anybody can apply for any license,
right.
Whether you get it or not, it's, you know.
Right.
so I would guess that we probably should tell her to just,
if she's able to deny
either disregard it or whatever.
Whatever's her options to deny it or whatever.
Because once she would collect the fee after we approve it.
Right.
But I take it we're not going to approve it, so she doesn't need to collect the fee.
And I believe we already
becomes
made a motion.
It becomes a moot point anyways.
I think we already made a motion to deny it.
We did
it
that
okay.
Months ago.
That's
yeah.
What I thought.
And okay. He's well aware of that. He's been told. I've tried to explain it to the man several times.
But that might have been sitting out there for a while. She said it was in the queue, and he had said he had sent it in a long time ago, and we hadn't seen anything. So maybe it's been in her queue, and she didn't know until
there isn't. I didn't notice a date on here. I didn't really look all that close, but I didn't notice. There's no. There's no date.
All right.
4/24, actually.
Yeah, so it's been in the queue.
It was submitted at 4:46 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There.
That's why we never saw it, because it was in whatever she has access to.
This is another, I'm not going to read it, it's many pages. This is Dave Emmons and the Little Lake Association's fact of findings or whatever on there.
Yep.
On the same meeting that we already talked about. Got this on from the State Ethics Committee. We are reaching with a reminder that pursuant to Act Number 171, municipalities are required to appoint an ethics liaison to serve as a point of contact with the Ethics Commission. Section 24 VSA 1995E states, each municipality acting through the legislative body shall designate an employee as its liaison to the State Ethics Commission. If a municipality does not have any employees, the legislative body shall designate one of its members as a liaison to the State Ethics Commission. The requirement goes into effect. The requirement goes into effect until January 1st of 25. Don't really follow that. If you are a municipality that already appointed an ethics liaison, please reach out to Peggy Delaney at this email address. So, unless I missed it, I'm not aware that we have a ethics committee member or ethics commissioner. I'm not really sure why we would need one, but they seem to think we do. So
we would tell them who it is and their contact information, and they didn't.
Well, you have to appoint somebody.
Right.
It says here. And then you have to reach out to Peggy Delaney at ethicscommission.gov. Da, 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 da. So.
I nominate Sherry.
Perfect. Works for me.
No, does not.
I didn't hear anything. Did you not? Yeah.
I think so.
So we're supposed to do an employee or one of us?
Well, that's what I didn't get. I didn't get that either. I read the thing twice. And
or is it only us if we don't have employees?
It says, I guess it says, if the municipality does not have any employees, the legislative body shall designate one of its members. So I guess you could.
What about Gina? I wonder if she would be interested.
She would be a perfect person to do it. She's an employee, right. And she's also a lawyer.
Yeah. Can we have a discussion with her before we appoint?
Yeah, I mean,
she would be.
I'm thinking she would be good at it if she would. I don't know how much is involved in it, and if it becomes a lot, then she can let us know.
I don't
but...
think we've had a lot of complaints over ethics in the last, at least not in the last 20 years that I know of. I don't know, maybe we have, and I missed them, but I've been sitting at this table for a long while. I was sitting at this table almost before this table was here, but yeah.
I mean, if it becomes a lot of work, then we can discuss a stipend or something, but I don't think that's going to...
I think this all goes along.
I think they just need a name.
With the fact that you can't say men's room on a bathroom anymore, and has to say
right.
Bathroom.
It's just to get the updates and all that. So.
I can talk to Gina. I
talk to Gina. Okay.
Actually, I went up there the other day and put up all the grease and all that stuff. It's better, but I'll talk to her again. Tax hearing is coming up on. 9 o'clock Thursday morning at Merrill's office. It's a Zoom type meeting. Mr. Kamara and his attorney will be on, and we'll be on from there.
Will you guys be at her office, or you need the computer to go on Zoom?
No, we're going to her office.
Both of you are going?
I just feel I told her yesterday, or day before when she called me, or whatever day it was, that I felt better being there, so that sometimes facial expressions can speak words.
No, I agree.
Because I got an awful feeling this is going to be a typical Camaro meeting. I mean, they'll start going on and on and on and on.
Well, so be it.
The truck is in Williston.
In our name, or we own it yet, or not yet?
We have insurance on it. We own it, but I haven't got all the paperwork yet. He hasn't got the MSO on it, so we can't get it registered. What's that? Monday, yeah.
And have they fixed whatever was broken? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they drove it up yesterday, and they went through the... They killed two birds with one stone because they have a mock-up of the interior.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got sedan, you know, you've got three different sander controls. You've got a plow, your front plow up and down. You got your wing plow up, down, and tucked away. You got umpteen different things. And, you know, you may want plow control on the bottom lever, I want it on the top, and so forth and so on. And they don't really care how it's done, but they bring in this box that shows all the stuff, and they figured out, Doug figured out
say
how,
they met with Doug on it.
How he wants it. And so that way they don't have to go back up when the truck gets more or less built. So
yep. Good.
That worked out good. The tax hearing did that. Sherry, have you been involved, speaking of Fidium, have they been in here to see us or anything? Because everybody that does live somewhere where they can get it, which doesn't include me, but
they ain't come to my
house. Doesn't include
either.
You either, but
I haven't run it on 30 yet.
Oh yeah, well, I'm a half a mile off 30. For about $100,000, they'll run me a wire right up to my house, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It ain't happened. Trust me. With this, what we've had with this Comcast being on, off, and in between, and everything, I'm just wondering if it isn't something that we ought to get a rep in here and talk to about or something.
At the lake house there, and she said, I think she said it's like $50. What, don't quote me, but I think it's like $50 for the first year, and then it will go up some. But she said it's way, way faster.
It is. We have.
And she really.
Yeah. What I got was $55 a month for 1 gig and $75, I think it is, or maybe $85 for 2 gigs.
Yeah, for business situations, I want the 2 gig, but we got the 1 gig and works fine regardless.
There's just internet.
It's just flat out internet.
So what do you do for your right? So what do you do for your phone and cable?
Well, yeah, that's a whole different thing. So whatever you've been relying on.
Because I just know, like, Comcast, I know, is really expensive. And the problem is, like, if you wanted to, like, cut out the internet and cut out and just have this one thing, well, they make it more expensive than if you bundle them. You know, so, and we do need a phone here. It's not like we can go to a cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to look at, when we start doing budget, we need to look at this phone thing. This outfit is crazy.
Ours, we have them too, and ours are terrible.
You have to renegotiate every time your term comes
you
up.
You may want to check those. I think Fidium did have a business plan. It was all inclusive with following up. Don't quote
me. I would think they would have.
Absolutely. Right. The plans they had were broad, you know, family, just watching TV, streaming. Then you got the gamers. Then you got the business plan. We didn't look at any of that, but they did have that as well.
I almost think that Thomas's have signed up with them. Because they do a ton of computer stuff, all their billing and all that stuff. They order parts from us at O'Reilly's. Bang, there comes an order. There's nobody calling on the phone or anything to order parts. It spits out of the printer and you look at it. So I'm assuming he was saying that they had Little Keith was saying that they were switching to Fidium and they had switched. I think they've switched. I don't know if they had officially yet. But
maybe we can somehow set up a time to meet with them then and go over some things.
I mean, we don't need cable TV.
No, we don't have it now anyways, do we? We shouldn't, yes. It's just the telephone and the internet we need. Which is what we have that, the Woodman, and it's still way up there. It's ridiculous what we pay.
Sure.
I think it's like $400 for just, and it's like.
It's here, this office, and then you've got the garage, you've got the transfer station, you've got the library. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Phone bill is astronomical.
Oh. Okay, the lake thing.
Do you want me to try to get their number and get some information?
See if they have a rep that can come out and talk to us.
Okay.
They actually have a guy that's going around.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I just haven't.
They never came to my house, though.
See
so.
If I can get that too.
All right, yeah. I just send me a picture of the card with the info or something. All right, I'll try to. Yeah, I didn't know if there's a local rep or something, you know.
Kid I talked to was from Utah.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't come to your house?
It was a
house.
Oh, from you.
I thought I would catch him the other day. I was working at the dump because the captain was laid up, and guy came in with a Fidium truck, little car. I don't know, looking for your house or what. But he drove up the road, then he back down the road, then he turned into the dump, and I said, "Beautiful, I can catch him." They back out, went back down, back up the road again. I said, "Not so much for that."
Sherry, could you please email me the most recent Comcast bill we have, please? So I have some information. Okay, or I'll make a copy before we leave.
I think it's in this one, yeah.
Okay. I just want to have something in front of me.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, I'll make a copy before I leave.
Motor oil, did a little work on that. And I believe we're paying $913 a barrel right now for basic motor oil, 55 gallons. I got a quote, price quote here for Gulf oil, same oil, for $679.
Is that with your discount?
Not my discount. It's what the town's is. My discount's better than that.
That's what I'm saying. Do we get your discount? Oh.
No, unfortunately, I can't. I can get it for myself. No, I catch hell if I give it to somebody else. But yeah, and there's two or three other products that we use fairly frequently, hydraulic oil and DEF. All these trucks got DEF tanks on them. And then there's another hydraulic oil, especially Caterpillar. So I'm going to sit down and Sherry printed off a bill for me here, and I haven't had a chance to figure it out what the savings would be, but I think it's going to be.
Some of those are old, like, you know, as far as the different ones have, like, one of them goes back to 1920.
Yeah.
1920. Yeah. So I don't know to compare it apples to apples, but.
Well, the hydraulic oil here that's fairly recent. Hydraulic, regular hydraulic oil, basic 32 or whatever. I can't think what it is off the top of my head, but in a, we paid $14.69, and on here it's $5.69. So I would guess this outfit.
What?
This outfit is not really giving us any love.
Wow.
Probably used quite a lot of hydraulic, too.
What's that?
Probably used quite a lot of hydraulic, too.
Well, it goes in everything, you know, everything we got.
Yeah.
The only one is Caterpillar's. The excavator is different. It's you buy that in a 5 gallon pail, and that's, I don't know if that's on there or not. May not have bought any of that recently. That one is not. We don't even touch that. But I thought we ought to do a little further looking when I see that difference. And that's deliberate, you know. And it's 5 miles away if you need some. Or 3 miles away or whatever.
No, I'd say that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
The other thing we could do is I've got to get with Devin Neary on this permit to ourselves. makes no sense to me, but there is a form to issue yourself a flood permit to yourself.
Could we have to vote on to give ourselves a permit to approve it?
No, you have to make out whatever your flood regulations are from the feds and whatever they are in your town in relation to that brook, river, whatever, then you have to come up with a permit, giving yourself a permit that it's okay to do the job. I've been so busy with other stuff around town, I haven't got to do this yet. And this is the last thing we need. And then we can hopefully get some ideas and go to bed. So that's something that's got to be done. And I think that's the only thing of any consequence that I have. Did have an issue with our bank. Last meeting, I got two checks for, one was for the Reese on the front door. One was for something else. So I took a check. I don't have an account at TD Bank just because I've been using, well, it was Factory Point, now it's Berkshire. I've been using them for the last 40-some-odd years. So I went over there. They're the issuing bank. By law, they have to cash the check, which they were more than willing to cash the check, but it was $10 a piece to cash the check. Well, I kind of, the $10 didn't bother me. The fact that we, at some point in time, have $2 million in their bank over there, and you got to pay a service fee, I was a little bit on the limited side. I said to the girl, give me the checks back. I'll see you later. And I called the manager. 2 weeks later, their commercial business municipal sales girl or vice president or whatever called me, and they're going to take care of that. It's just quite often, you know, somebody buys something. I mean, you can't pay a girl that makes Reese in her backyard, you know, have her send a formal bill and a check. You know, you just give her money and she does what she wants or whatever. Or if somebody dies and we buy flowers or make a donation. So I was a little bit torqued, and the girl said that won't happen again.
I pulled everything I could out of TD Bank because they like to charge you for everything.
So anyways, I just thought you ought to be aware of that. Should Nora or Sherry give you a check for something? Unless you have an account there.
I just took it to my other bank.
I was not particularly a happy camper. And I think that's about all I have that I can think of. The hot water heater is fixed. I fixed that the other day. We got hot water.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. What was wrong? Was it special
element,
fix or
elements, yeah. which is what I thought it was. That's all I had as far as I know.
Correspondence
for anything.
I do. We talked about to think about the town report covering dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody given any thought to what we might want?
I would imagine Levi Pratt's been done, right?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. I don't think Joe Capron's been done yet. He does a lot for this town with the Historical Society.
Believe it or not, he's one of the only surviving members of this building.
Riches.
Hmm?
Riches. We mean of this building.
The building committee that...
Rich. Rich is still living.
Rich who?
My husband. He was on the committee.
Oh, I didn't think so. Was he?
He's in that picture.
Okay, yeah.
He just does a lot for town. I prefer, if we can, to do somebody alive than past,
That's not a bad idea at all.
I went through the list and it didn't look like he had ever been.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Works for me.
All right. Do you want me to work with Joe to see if he wants to write up something or if he wants me to work with him to write up something?
If you'd like to do that, yes.
Do you want to tell
that was
him?
Him that just called him, as a matter
I saw that.
He must have heard you talking.
It was funny because I saw it was him, and I'm like, well, that's funny. I was just going to say him.
Oh, sweatshirt, son.
Oh, the order's done?
Yeah.
You have the order? The whole order? Said, or just
oh,
the sweatshirt?
I just have a sweatshirt for his son.
Oh.
Dave, I guess, has the order.
Oh, so I didn't know. Okay. I thought they were
Dave,
calling
Dave,
me.
Yesterday when I was directing traffic, when we fixed, well, with the bridges repaired as well.
Okay, I didn't know it
did
was
everything
done.
Yesterday.
Because there's one sweatshirt in there for Harvey, too.
Who?
For Captain Jack. There's a sweatshirt in there, too.
Okay, I don't know about that. But...
Okay, I didn't realize they were giving it to Dave. Okay, I'll turn.
I guess he probably delivered it to him because he had to put the crest on the...
Yeah, because there's one in there for
Chris. They did the new truck, and I guess he probably brought him down when he came down or whatever.
Okay, I'll...
Dave gave it to me yesterday.
Okay.
Joe isn't around. I left a message in the panic
state. I will check with Dave on and see if he's got his sweatshirt.
We have a picture for the report, yeah.
No, that's the other thing. Any ideas? We had some last year. Like, I thought there was a nice one of the, what did we have? Didn't, what's her name? Brenda Shmulewski. She had a nice one of, was it the old, water house or something it was
down on
that one
no
yeah that's last year
no this is something she took Brenda did
oh I think that was on the cover
no
is it down by Mill Pond
I think it is yeah.
I think that's been done before I think
no it was a new photo she just gave us
no I think that's
oh that area
the gristmill the old gristmill
okay
that's been on before.
I really haven't looked too much. Something. I mean, I could check with Brenda because she does take a lot of nice pictures.
Oh, what do we need a picture of? Just this building? Is that the only thing you need a picture of?
Yeah. That was my other question.
She was going to do it the other day, and I said, why don't you wait till it's supposed to snow later in the week? Get a picture when it's all white instead.
Yeah, it'll be pretty that way. Yeah. Okay.
Then she wanted to take it another day before it snowed, but that happened to be the day with about 100 cars out there, so she decided not
to. That
probably
wouldn't be good.
So she will get it and get it touched up, make it all pretty.
Okay, so I will. If you want to tell Joe, you can, and not just tell him, I'll touch base with him on it. Cover. See if you guys, I can see, look on Brenda's page, see if she's got anything or ask her if she has a couple photos. Unless anybody's, does your daughter take any pictures around town at all?
She has. I don't think she has recently, but okay. She has. I mean, we've kind of
You guys come up with anything to do?
I mean, we've done all kinds of stuff. We've done the park. We've done this.
I know.
We've done that. Churches have been used about 100 times.
I'm just thinking, and maybe, I don't know, but what about the eagles? If anybody's got a picture of them on the lake, that's kind of
or great. The loons.
The loons would be great. Yeah, because everybody loves the loons.
Yeah, I would imagine Joel Planner would have pictures of the loons if you want to do that.
He does, and then I think the other guy, guy with the Ponytail Lake Association guy.
Is that
Jeremy,
Joe? You know, oh, Jeremy.
He had pictures, I think, at the... Yeah, I either saw them on the computer
I think
or
on
I had
their
pictures
on
them at the meeting.
I think on their Facebook page, too.
Cool.
I can look and see what I got and then contact whoever posted it to see if...
It'd be something better than the library for the 100th time in the church.
Yeah. All right, I can look into some loon pictures and for us to look at. And then the only other thing is, when do we want to get together to look at the budget?
Oh, you're the one that kind of solved problems.
I know. No, it's not problem. It's time. So next Tuesday is good for everybody, you said? Let me check with work and I will let you know tomorrow if I can do 4:30 or 5:30.
Yeah.
If I can work from home, I can be here earlier. Otherwise, it'll be like a 5:30, if that works for you guys.
Yeah. As long as we have 48 hours notice. As well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to find out what's going on. So we'll definitely do next. All right.
Put that down and just hold on.
I will let you know so you can post a special meeting. Once I know the details now. Yeah. I think that's all I have.
The other thing we've got to think about is any ideas. I mean, usually we've got to write our report from the select board in here. So if you think of some projects that I might have missed or not thought of or forgotten or whatever, it should be a little sparse because we didn't get a Class B road grant. But we have had several other grants.
We've done
quite a lot of good drainage projects, bigger road projects.
And we paved these wells this year.
Well, a little bit of it.
Well, right. And we have to do a transfer station report too, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a section.
Dave,
of the book.
I think, does that.
Mm-hmm. We do. I can do it if you want. I think I did it last year. I drafted it and then we looked at it.
Actually, we never used to have a transfer station report, I don't believe, until last year because we were changing.
Yeah, I did it when I was on the board before.
It wasn't much of a deal. It's, what the hell are you talking about? It's nothing.
It's a transfer station. Well, like when we were implementing the new bags and all that stuff, that's, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, obviously it's a little more carry away than just a normal.
It might not need to be anything much this year, so I'll see if I need to do.
Really,
yeah.
Hopefully the captain's all right.
The other thing I have a question on is, like, I in our report, I see, like, Wells Cemetery Improvement Corporation, they have their financials. Can we request financial statements for those that are asking for money from the town? How does that work? Because, like, I would like to see the food pantry's financials in here.
Yeah.
But can we not...
And we do
mandate it, or we just request it? I mean, how's that work? Do we know?
Well, I can ask. I can show you. I do
because
have.
They're asking for more money now, and
I know it's been requested in the past. They have
142 signatures here, and they're looking for $3,000 this year.
I know, but we'd have no idea what their financials are, what their balance sheet looks like.
I mean, I don't know what they get. I don't know what we're getting for $3,000. I'm assuming they get their stuff through the food bank truck. I mean, I see that in town, so I'm assuming that's how they get it delivered. Plus whatever people donate to the box out in the front hallway.
I don't know. That's why I'd like to see it.
Well,
it's a report.
Well, no, the food truck. I've seen the food truck coming down.
I know.
I know it's delivering food. But
I know the MWA is... offered to donate food to them, and they don't want it.
Gift cards.
Because we've offered turkeys and potatoes in the past.
And they didn't want them. They wanted gift cards, and we're like, no. So, I mean, that's my thing is I know a few people have said that, you know, especially with them asking for more money. Do we have any leg, standing on any leg to ask for that, or how does?
I don't know if you can or not. I mean, I don't know what they're. What is our neighbor's table? Are they a corporation? Or are they nothing? Are they?
They're a 501c3. I think it just said it.
Are they a couple of girls that sit around and figure out who they're going to hand out what to? I don't know.
I think I just read it was a 501c3, so a nonprofit. See it. As a 501c3, our financials are open to public viewing at any time.
There you go.
Well, I guess I'll request a copy.
So you'd like a copy? I believe that would be Mrs. Bates. I believe she's the...
It would be.
Head honcho.
Yep. I will request them. And you said that the bridge is fixed. That was another project.
Bridge is fixed, yes. I was there directing traffic most of the afternoon yesterday. After I got out of the road over there. Umpteen phone calls, emails, text messages. Yesterday was just bad. It started at 7 o'clock, and I thought my phone was going to go dead. Never stopped ringing or dinging or tapping or...
It's busier and busy yet in here yesterday. Today has been quiet, but yesterday was one day after another.
I can't think of anything else. I haven't gotten any further headway with policies from other towns yet. High on the back burner.
What?
You had requested other policies to look at. If we were going to relook at our policy.
Oh yeah.
I haven't gotten any further on that. Okay. So
you got enough to do with the budget.
Well, that's what I figured.
I had a question. The only reason New Year's Eve normally doesn't make a difference at all, but it's a Tuesday, so I'm here till 6. But friends have asked us to go down and do dinner, which we do every year. I didn't know if the office can close early that day, because it makes a difference what I'm going to make and how long it takes to cook it and all that stuff and get to stand.
What time do they can share?
I don't know, like 4 o'clock. I mean, that's.
Oh, no, I think you could close at your normal time, 3:30 or whatever. What is the norm? 3:30, right?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Yeah. I think that would be fine.
Yeah.
Have any objection to it?
We're going to, that would be the other thing.
You're making calls earlier, right?
Yeah, well, 3 would be better. No, I'm just kidding. But no, 4, then I can figure out what I'm going to make and get it in the oven and get there on time. So
we're going to have our meeting on Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
And it'll probably just be a paid payroll. Excuse me, paid payroll, paid bills, unless there's some earth shattering function going on that I'm not aware of.
Okay. I just wanted to run it by. She has problem. She goes, oh, you guys see it? I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh. And then she goes,
what's the date that the budget has to be in?
We try to have it in by the end of December, beginning of January.
Well, there is an actual date.
There is a date. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen anything from Laurel. I assume maybe.
She sent one. Long she sent like a reminder list.
She did.
That's all. And I saw her here the night of the lake meeting. And
did you delete the email or is it still here?
I don't know if I did or not. All she
do you have a copy of it so I can see what the deadlines are? Yeah.
All it was, as far as we were concerned, is our report.
But I still you know the deadline because I got to get the budget.
Dedication covered report.
Well, on the budget I sent in to her, too, in format.
On this email that I got. That's okay. What she asked.
All right. So. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with Sherry if you want to get out at 4 and. And I mean, just let her be paid till 6. Is that what we want to do, or we want to make up the 2 hours?
What's that?
Do we want to make up the 2 hours or just let her put in till 6?
Yeah, I can make it up. I don't care. I'm not worried about that. I just...
You're worried about what she's going to cook.
No, she
is. If I'm doing scalloped potatoes or something, it takes a while to cook them.
Well, I'm just thinking if we want to let everybody go 2 hours earlier than their scheduled time, but we would pay them their full time for that day. That would give the guys a couple hours, and we could do the same for Christmas Eve.
I think that part of it, I don't have any problem with it, but I think part of it depends on the weather.
Absolutely. I'm just saying if it's a night, you know, for them.
I think it ought to be kind of a spur of the moment thing. If the weather's good, then say, hey, go home or go party. Or
right. I just want to make sure we're fair for everybody. So that's why I'm saying we can just, that way they can plan ahead too. We'll let them off. If the guys are a little different with weather, as long as the weather's fine, a couple hours early for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve than their regular scheduled time, and the same with the office. And the library does their own thing anyway, so. Does anybody have an issue with that?
What day is?
They're both on Tuesdays.
Yeah, the library open on, yeah, I guess it's open on Tuesdays.
And that we would just pay them their normal time.
I think the library closes in the middle of the afternoon. Probably. 9 to 1 or
something. She'll close anyway, their own thing. They do their own thing, so.
Yeah, because we've got it. It's on the calendar that is before Christmas, we're closed that one day and Tuesday.
Oh, are you taking a holiday?
Yeah.
Not a holiday.
Yeah.
Vacation? Okay, so it's closed for you anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And the guys, you can play by ear. And then, yeah, playing 2 hours early for New Year's Eve. Yeah. Yeah. And you'll have to go. You'll play with the guys, too.
That's good, because Janice was wondering what I was making. So, I said, it depends.
Yeah.
But I think I'll be there, and then I'm like, oh, we'll be waiting. Be there, but let me see what I can make. So, yeah.
Anything else?
Well, I don't have anything that I can think of.
Did you check your agenda sheet just to make sure we didn't forget something? All right. I'll make a motion. We adjourn the meeting at 8:14.
Will you talk to Nora tomorrow?
Yeah, I can.